This episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Get exclusive rewards and more by visiting outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 159, top 10 health and fitness trends.
What I teach people is how to do it the most effective way and the safest way.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, it can be a real challenge to keep up with all of the latest trends. You've got CrossFit, Zoo, Paleo this, and Vegan that. Well, today we're going to look at the top 10 health and fitness trends for 2016. And on the show, you're going to discover various methods for achieving your health and fitness goals, if your favorites made the list, and what health and fitness experts have to say.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
And before we get into the top 10 health and fitness trends, I wanted to let you know what's coming up this week on my new show, Funky Fitness Now. This week, we're talking about pee. Yeah, I know, probably not your favorite topic, but believe it or not, some people are using urine in their health and fitness pursuits. Yikes. By the way, this did not make the top 10 health and fitness trends. Thank goodness. Here's a clip.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jessica, and we host Funky Fitness Now.
How do you know that the urine you're getting is pure?
Join us each week at funkyfitnessnow.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, and other top podcast networks.
Stay fit and funky.
Now, the American College of Sports Medicine just released its annual worldwide survey of fitness trends for 2016. The survey asks close to 3,000 health and fitness professionals to predict what we'll see in fitness this year. I thought it would be fun to run down the list and hear from some of the experts I've had on the show. So here are the top results from the survey. Number one is wearable fitness tech. I am a total tech geek, so this is right up my alley. I love all the gadgets and gizmos, and there are some pretty amazing things happening in the world of wearable fitness tech. I talked about one of the most interesting new health monitors on Funky Fitness Now a few weeks ago with my co-host Jessica Bailey.
Google has partnered up with this European pharmaceutical manufacturer. And so they have developed smart contact lenses capable of continuously monitoring users' blood sugar levels in real time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little scary that I would have to put contact lenses in to monitor my blood, but the lenses will send the data to the person's smartphone, which could in turn be sent to your doctor.
Wow.
How awesome is that?
That's
right?
Very cool. And I mean, I would imagine there's a lot of people, because there's a lot of people that, you know, they're pre-diabetic or they're diabetic, mm-hmm. that could really use something like that. That's
yeah.
cool.
My father is a diabetic, and you know, he has to check his blood sugar every morning. And so if this is something that could actually help him, this would be great.
So those contact lenses sound pretty amazing, don't they? Now, I'll have a link in the show notes to some interesting tech wearables and a video review of five of the most popular fitness bands on the market right now. Now, number two is body weight exercise. With more people going back to basics and rediscovering the effectiveness of things like push-ups, squats, and burpees, it's no wonder body weight training came in at number two on the survey. In episode 57, I talked with Jason Johnson from Beyond Fitness and asked him how to get started with bodyweight exercise.
First of all, you want to start where you are. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. However, you can get a great, great full body workout anywhere. And the way that I like to structure my workouts is I basically break it up into four different segments. You have pushing, which basically trains all of your pushing muscles like your chest, shoulders, triceps, mm-hmm. and you have pulling, which basically works your back, biceps, back of your shoulders,
yeah.
and you have squats and lunges, which works your entire leg, and then you have bending and twisting, which trains your core. So you have those four different segments. So what that breaks it down to is you're doing some type of push-ups or presses overhead, and you're doing some type of pull-ups, whether that be pulling from directly over your head or a horizontal pull-up. It can also include things like bicep curls if you have a common object. It could even be your luggage, and you can do bicep curls with that. And then the core work is all done either on the ground, if there's a surface available for you to do that, or you can do it while hanging on anything or in a kind of a dip position. You can train your core pretty well there too. And for the legs, it's a whole series of variations of squats and lunges, both with weight and without weight. Mm-hmm. And on my channel, I go through all these different movements so that people can see what the movements look like. And I do most of them with just my body weight so people can see the proper mechanics of it. Because what I teach people is how to do it the most effective way and the safest way.
So number three on the list is Tabata training. So what is it? Well, Izumi Tabata performed these studies back in 1996, and he demonstrated that high-intensity interval training provided some really impressive results in a very short period of time. He worked with Olympic skaters, and he applied this schedule of HIIT that covered 4 days and included a fifth day of steady state or traditional training. So during the days scheduled for high-intensity interval training, the athletes worked at their max capacity for 20 seconds, followed by 10 seconds of rest, and they did that 8 times in a row. Every session lasted a total of 4 minutes, but despite the short time, the results were really impressive. I spoke with my good friend, celebrity fitness instructor Jessica Bailey, on episode 75 about why Tabata training is so effective.
Something that I have found to be very effective mentally and physically for me, because I have been doing Tabata training, and mm-hmm. when I teach it, it's 20 seconds of high intensity, let's say like high knee running, and 10 seconds of recovery, like marching in place. And then you do something like 20 seconds of burpees, 10 seconds of recovery, and you repeat that cycle for like 4 minutes. So the length of most songs are like 4 minutes. So you would just go 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 20 seconds on. And mentally, you can wrap your head around 20 seconds.
Right.
Like, I can do this for 20 seconds. If you tell me to do a high knee run for 3 minutes, I'm going to be like, ooh. What?
Yeah.
I cannot high knee run for 3 minutes, but I can high knee run for 30 seconds or for 20 seconds. So for 20 seconds, I can go all out, hardest you can possibly go. And then you know that you have a recovery break. Okay, you're going to let me like chill out, catch my breath for 10 seconds, and then I'm going to do it again. And then I also just like it because for 20 seconds, I'm going to lift as heavy as I possibly can. And that challenges you. It forces you to step out of your comfort zone.
You know, sometimes it's the tried and true that works best. And whether you're a man or woman, there are some big benefits to strength training. And that came in at number four. I spoke with Fitness Hall of Famer Kathy Kaler on episode 149 about some of the extra benefits that you get from including strength training in your fitness routine.
What are the workouts that potentially will give you the most bang for your buck?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, you know, we're all short on time, which I love saying that because I kind of just copy everyone, but I really know as an expert, the reality is we all have time. It just depends on your priorities. It depends on your goals. It depends on really you're able to do it. It's just how badly do you want to do it? And that kind of ties into our last interview where I said, when is enough enough?
Right.
But, you know, so looking at this time of year, we do have pretty busy and hectic schedules. So getting a workout in that really can offer you a lot more than just the sweat would be strength training.
Mm-hmm.
And I still find people today, especially women, very hesitant about doing that as their only workout, adding it in as part of their workout, just for fear of, I don't want to get bulky. I don't feel like I get a good workout. I need to get myself on that 30-minute blast of cardio.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, there's so many benefits to strength training. It can keep weight off for good.
And number five is creative programs by qualified fitness instructors. With more fitness instructors coming online every day, finding a class or program has never been easier. And I was really lucky to get a chance to talk with one of the best in episode 135. My guest was Luke Robinson, and he runs Wolfpack Fitness in Auburn, Maine. And his approach to training others is really creative and fun and effective. He's built this unique program to help men and women get strong and gain confidence by exercising outside. On top of that, he has this really amazing events that he does centered all around fitness. The cool part is these events also help to give back to the community. And I asked him about one of the Sunday Primal Fitness sessions that I saw on his Wolfpack Facebook page. Also, I was on your Facebook page and I saw it looked like you had a very cool session where you had like a live band in and people working out. It seemed like a big festival party kind of thing. Do you do that sort of stuff a lot? Or?
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you. No. Thank you. So usually once a month, we have one of our regularly scheduled classes has a theme to it. The theme will be something to do with the charity or cause that we're giving to. So the one that you had mentioned, we had a live band, a local band called Twin Grizzly.
Yeah.
And it's the lead singer is one of the husbands of, he became a client himself, but his wife had been coming for about a year. You know, he wasn't sold in the idea, never came. Once he started coming, fell in love with it, realized the community was so powerful. So there's a local school teacher at a Lewiston Elementary School called Geiger Elementary. And one of the school teachers, Ernie Gagne, in his own time, teaches guitar lessons to young children, and he'll pay out of pocket for the guitars that they use. Yeah. So I put it out there. I said, hey, we really want to do an event that's we call it Primal Fitness is our Sunday class. Men, women, children. It's a all ages type of event. It's a family event every Sunday at 9. And we said, we want to get a live band. Every station will mimic something you do at a rock concert. So for instance, we had these metal bars that's your mic stand, and you're fist pumping in the air like you're trying to get the crowd to chant, hey, hey, hey. So every station was themed something you do at a rock concert. Even deadlifting cinder blocks was, all right, you're the roadie picking up the speakers, you know? Yeah. So anyway, the money, we raised $200, $5 a pop. We had 40 people there in the rain, live band. The band donated their portion of the pay to the cause as well. The teacher messaged me on Facebook. He was a surprise to him. And he's just, I didn't know how I was going to pay for the equipment this year. And this couldn't have come at a better time.
Now that is a creative and fun instructor. Now, if group training isn't for you and you prefer the one-on-one approach, you're not alone, because personal training comes in at number 6 on the top 10 fitness trends. Do you prefer workouts that help you move better throughout the day? If so, that's number 7, functional fitness. Functional fitness uses strength training to improve balance, coordination, force, power, and endurance to enhance your ability to perform activities that you do just as a normal part of your daily life. Now, in episode 45, I spoke with WWE superstar John Morrison, who developed a fitness program called Out of Your Mind Fitness based on functional training and maximizing your workout time. John explains functional training this way.
Well, functional training in the way that I would put it is training to move. I mean, if you think about it, mm-hmm. your body is meant to move, to run, to jump, to push, to pull, to twist, to move. And if you're not training to move across multiple muscle groups, you're isolating and you're training movements that you would never do in real life. In real life, you pick stuff up, you walk around, you run upstairs, maybe you run to catch a flight, you get out of your car, you drop your wallet, you bend over to pick it up. Those are movements that people do in real life, maybe every day. But like, how often are you going to sit on a preacher curl machine, isolate your bicep, and just use that one muscle to lift heavy weights? That's like the antithesis of functional training. And it has a purpose. It's a bodybuilding exercise that can be effective, but just from, in my opinion, it's not nearly as time efficient as a functional movement like a chin up or a pull up or a body weight mid row, something that is integrating your entire body into the movement. And you're working the same muscle groups, but instead of isolating, if you're doing a body weight mid row, you're working your back, you're working your biceps, you're getting your core engaged, your hip flexors, your whole body at once.
Now, number 8 is right up my alley. It's fitness programs for older adults. You know, the needs of baby boomers are high on the radar as retirees and older adults want programs to stay healthy and active. Back in episode 48, I was honored to talk with Dr. Lori Shemek. Now, Dr. Lori is a TV personality, author, motivational speaker, and helps design lifestyle programs for people who want to be healthy as they age. Dr. Lori and I spoke about the impact low-level inflammation can have on the body and how important proper nutrition and exercise is for healthy aging.
What I tell my clients, I like to tell them is to, you know, when they wake up, the very first thing I want them to do is to drink as much water as, you know, a glass of water if they can, because they've gone 7 to 8 hours without any water and cellular function has slowed down. And once they drink that water, they are amazed at how much energy that they have right then and there.
Right.
Because the cells then are more active, become alive.
So stop sugar, get some water into your system, make that a regular routine, particularly first thing when you wake up. If you had to leave, you know, the listeners with some, you know, some actionable items that they could go out and do right away, what else would you tell them?
I would say to avoid sugar, to drink water, to get some exercise, because exercise reduces inflammation, and there's that, that's a whole other show. And to actually start to educate themselves in health, in nutrition, because nutrition plays 80 to 90% of your optimal health or not, okay? So very important. Fitness plays, you know, 10 to 20%, it depends. So, you know, it just goes to show you how important your nutrition really is in terms of your health.
Now, the 9th top trend in fitness goes to health and fitness professionals who provide a combination of exercise and weight loss programs to help their clients shed off those extra pounds. Now, I've had a number of great guests on the show who've shared their exercise and weight loss programs. People like Tyson Lee, Dr. Eddie Fedakoff, Dr. Michael Tremba, just to name a few. And I'll have links in the show notes if you're interested in finding out how they can help you incorporate an exercise and weight loss plan into your routine. And finally, number 10 is yoga. You know, yoga is popular for so many reasons, but one of my favorites, you can do it anywhere and anytime. With so many styles and methods, you never get bored or plateau. Yoga is widely known for improving health, balance, flexibility, and promoting relaxation. So there you have it. Those are the top 10 health and fitness trends for 2016. Number 1, wearable fitness tech. Number 2, bodyweight exercise. Number 3, Tabata training. Number 4, strength training. Number 5, creative fitness programs run by qualified fitness instructors. Number 6, personal training. Number 7, functional fitness. Number 8, fitness programs for older adults. Number 9, exercise and weight loss programs. And number 10, yoga. Now, even though outside activities did not make the top 10, I want to let you know that we did make the top 20, coming in at number 14. Yay! People love getting outside to be active. I guess the good news is that no matter what your health and fitness goals are, there's a wide variety of choices available, literally something for everybody. You know, I've been so lucky over the years to meet some amazing people doing this show, and I love sharing their expert advice with you. If you heard something or someone on the list that sounds good to you, stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/159. I'll have links to all of the experts you heard from today in the show notes. Now, as you know, Outside Health and Fitness is free and supported by our listeners. If you find value in the information that we share and you'd like to help out, I would really appreciate it. You know, even a few dollars a month goes a long way. In fact, I've set up some really cool rewards for fans of the show, like advanced episodes, behind-the-scenes videos, bonus content, and levels start as low as $1 a month. So check them out at outsidehealthandfitness.com/support, and thank you so much for helping. I want to welcome a few new members who joined Outside Health and Fitness this week. Hello, Lauren, Trina, and Jane. It's great to have you on board. If you want to join too, it is super easy. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/159. When you visit online, be sure to click on the link to become an Outside Health and Fitness fan. You'll get your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout, with a quick 7-minute routine you can use to start your day off right, and a special expanded guide with even more Tabata workouts. Tabata is trending, so jump on the bandwagon with me. I love it. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/159. I'm Steve Stearns. Thank you again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.